CRI News, this is Wen Jie. Xi Jinping, General Secretary of the Communist Party of China Central Committee, has congratulated Wu Den-yi for being elected the chairperson of Taiwan's Kuomintang. In his message, Xi Jinping said he hoped the two parties will keep in mind the well-being of compatriots on both sides of the Taiwan Strait, adhere to the 1992 consensus, and firmly oppose Taiwan independence. The CPC top leader suggested both parties stick to the correct direction for the peaceful development of cross-strait relations and strive to achieve great rejuvenation for the Chinese nation. A senior Chinese official has said the Belt and Road Initiative could connect with Vietnam's development strategy. Chinese Commerce Minister Zhong Shan makes the remark while meeting with Vietnamese President Tran Dai Quan in Hanoi. Zhong Shan says as the largest trading partner of Vietnam, China is ready to implement trade and economic consensus between leaders of the two countries. For his part, Tran Dai Quan says Vietnam is ready to deepen strategic partnership with China, and Hanoi will try to better coordinate with Beijing to prepare for the APEC summit this year. U.S. President Donald Trump and Saudi Arabia's King Salman have signed a series of agreements cementing their country's military and economic partnerships. The agreements include a military sales deal of about $110 billion, effective immediately, plus another $350 billion over the next 10 years. The two sides also announced a defense cooperation agreement and private sector agreements that are intended to create tens of thousands of new jobs in the U.S. defense industry. Trump arrived in Riyadh on Saturday as the first leg of a 9-day journey through the Middle East and Europe. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has named top-level presidential staff and cabinet members on security, foreign affairs, and economy. Moon announces his appointment of Chun Yu-yong as his top national security advisor, who leads the National Security Office of the Blue House. Chun is a career diplomat who was mainly in charge of trade. The South Korean president tells reporters that security means more than just national defense, saying diplomacy is becoming more significant in tackling North Korea's nuclear program. Meanwhile, Moon Jong-in, an honorary university professor, and Hwang Suk-hyun, former chief of a local media outlet, are named special presidential aides for unification, security, and diplomatic affairs. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling on all parties to restore calm in southern Libya. The UN chief expresses deep concern over the military escalation at the Brak el-Shati airbase and calls on all parties to exercise restraint. Guterres notes that continued insecurity in Libya is a reminder that there is no military solution. Libyan military says clashes at the airbase between the armed forces and a rival militia killed 141 people. Libya has been suffering insecurity and chaos since the fall of Muammar Gaddafi's government in 2011. New York's iconic Empire State Building turned blue on Saturday local time to celebrate the 120th anniversary of Zhejiang University. Blue is the Chinese university's traditional color. It's the first occasion the building will be specially illuminated to honor a Chinese university. There are very strict rules governing such lighting tributes. Until now, it had only been lit up in honor of New York-based universities, such as New York University and Columbia University. Four Chinese victims of a massive visa fraud scheme have filed a lawsuit to Los Angeles court. The scheme involved as many as 100 Chinese citizens, which led to a federal investigation followed by lawsuit by the alleged victims. Federal authorities raided a business called California Investment Immigration Fund located in Los Angeles last April. The business sought over $50 million in total from 100 Chinese investors and claimed to help them obtain permanent U.S. residency through an EB-5 program. The scheme asked each foreigner to invest at least $500,000 in a U.S. business that creates American jobs. Four of the victims claimed that they signed the contract in 2011. However, those projects were not even built, and they never got their green cards as promised. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.